All right, let's catch up with Nick at Superior Outfitters in downtown Marquette. Getting ready for the big shopping weekend, Nick?
Oh, yeah. We've been feeling it all week. It's busy.
Some of the things I noticed in your shop, you had a lot of nice fly rods in there. I'm not going to lie. That caught my eye. But also for the ice fishermen, I noticed you guys got a lot of Sims gear, like bibs and things like that. That'd be great for ice fishing to keep you dry.
Yeah, we've got some shell jackets and shell pants. You know, that's a great thing to buy for ice fishing. It is on closeout. Stuff's not that cheap. Might as well have something you can wear year-round. You know, they're built to layer. These are for walleye guys that are going out in the spring and fall and nasty weather. Perfect for ice fishing, too.
What about those high-end fly rods? Anything special going on with those?
You know, we've got some really nice Loomis and Sage rods. You know, that's our USA-built stuff. I mean, if you know how to cast, you will notice a difference when you're fishing these.
And I couldn't agree with you more. You know, it's not like you can't catch fish with an inexpensive fly rod, you know, get your feet wet. But once you do understand the dynamics of fly casting, you put a nice rod in someone's hand and it just makes it so much more pleasurable to cast a fly and actually, honestly, fish better too, because you can do things with a high-end fly rod you can't with an inexpensive one.
Yeah, if you already know how to, say, double haul or mend, you know, jumping up from a $100 rod to, you know, something in that $300-$500 range, you're going to notice you can mend better, flies are landing softer, you can cast further, not just cast further, but do it in less time and a lot easier, especially when there's wind and heavy flies and stuff like that involved. You'll notice a difference.
Well, I appreciate you kind of talking about that. There might be somebody interested for Christmas. And, of course, you're doing gift cards there too, right?
Yep, we've got gift cards. You can get those in any amount you want. You know, they're good for guided trips, good for merchandise, whatever you want. We've got, you know, fly tying classes too. Cole's doing two of those this year, and those make a great gift.
All right, well, let's switch now to the ice fishing. Been getting some pretty good reports early and late. It seems like in this really cold snap, it's kind of taken away the daytime bite for a lot of the species out there. But I am hearing some great things about the thickness of the ice now after this cold snap.
Yeah, a lot of the lakes are, you know, 4 inches or better of good ice. So you're pretty safe out there. You're going to see a lot of sleds in that out there, too. You know, you're drilling holes that look like it's through a foot of ice, but it's definitely not all ice with that slush layer that froze around here.
So what about the fishing itself? Are you hearing about any lakes or any hot species? And especially going into this weekend, looking a lot milder.
Well, perch has been pretty good. A lot of guys have been doing that. Walleye reports have not been great. You know, short window, not much going on until the very end or early in the morning, but guys are getting some nice ones. Pike fishing's been better than the walleye. Bluegill fishing's been hot on a lot of lakes. You know, it's been kind of hit or miss, but when it's been good, it sounds like it's been really good.
Anything working for the walleye, perch, or panfish, pike, you know, for live bait or lures?
Starting with the perch, wigglers and small fatheads have been the best. Most guys are going for the wigglers for those. But, you know, they pick them up on waxies, too. Definitely easier to fish. When it comes to the gills, waxies have been great, spikes. Some guys using wigglers, too.
You got your full line of live bait there at the shop now?
Yeah, we're stocked up. The truck's running every week now. So we've got rosies, shiners, suckers, fatheads, spikes, wigglers, all that stuff.
Excellent. All right, Nick, well, I'd like to get more time from you in our next outdoor report, talk about some winter steelheading, which looks like it's going to take a step up this weekend with some very mild temperatures, and that just bodes really well for winter steelhead and browns. So can we get a little more time from you?
Yeah, I'd like to talk about that. Looks like it's going to be a great weekend. We're getting a heck of a break here, and it looks like it goes for a week or so. Pretty nice.
We'll get back with Nick from Superior Outfitters in downtown Marquette and talk river fishing later this hour right here on The Outdoor Show.